Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to The Early Line. We are live right here on Sports Grid, hour number two. I'm Kevin Walsh, joined by Donnie Wrightside on this Tuesday morning. Let's get things started with our 7-in-7 top headlines here. Starting on the Major League Baseball side of things, as Shohei Ohtani took the mound for the Los Angeles Angels in Oakland, 6 scoreless innings and 8 strikeouts, not good enough as the A's take down the Angels and drop them to below 500.
Yeah, they're about a 500 team, and rightfully so. They're down a lot of payroll in that lineup and some really good players in Anthony Rendon and also Mike Trout. You gave it all you can on the mound for Shohei Ohtani. Just wasn't enough in that pitcher's ballpark. Cole Irvin, another dominant performance out here for the Oakland Athletics. And this is what it is at this point. The Angels need to get their top flight players back. But, Kevin, I still don't think that's going to be enough in the second half of the Major League Baseball season. Maybe a wasted MVP season for Ohtani out for the Angels.
Certainly wouldn't be the first MVP season that the Los Angeles Angels would have wasted. We had another big West Coast series going on between the best team in Major League Baseball and the Los Angeles Dodgers as the Giants win game one of that series, 7-2. Gausman, only 3 innings of work. The bullpen came in and pitched a scoreless 6 innings. Incredible stuff there. San Francisco continues to put wins up on the board.
No, it was great stuff. 12 hits last night pounded out by the Giants on the road in a playoff atmosphere out in L.A. Good on the San Francisco Giants. If they can actually extend their lead in the NL West, that's going to set up an unbelievable race right up to the trade deadline. There should be an arms race between the Giants and the Dodgers to load up, and then we'll see what takes place in August and September.
Big stuff coming in that series. Still 3 more games to go. We'll be previewing that in our next segment here. One more Major League Baseball headline. Juan Soto staying hot. Apparently the home run derby never stopped here. He has 5 home runs in 4 games since the All-Star break. Absolutely smashing the baseball. But he wasn't alone as the Nationals put up 18 runs in their victory against the Marlins.
Impressive stuff here for the Nationals. This is what you have to do when teams are basically dead and out of it, like it looks like the Marlins are. 3 of their best players did not play last night, but again, a good Major League Baseball team takes advantage of that, and they certainly did. And maybe this kickstarts John Lester in the second half of the season, leaking oil in his last 4 to 5 starts. A nice comeback and also a home run by Lester. We'll see that NL East, one of the divisions to watch over August and September. It's going to be close. There's 4 teams with probably, Kevin, a legitimate chance to win that division.
And all four teams reportedly going to be approaching the trade deadline in that manner. A lot of these National League teams going to be trying to stay aggressive as that deadline does approach. And, of course, we'll be following all of that action here on the early line. Switching things over to the basketball world. And more bad news for Team USA. Zach LaVine now unable to travel with the team as they head over to Tokyo for the Olympics. They are hoping that he will be able to travel there, though, later in the week.
Yeah, hopefully he can clear those protocols and get out. And you have a nice big plane, Kevin, that you're flying over to Tokyo. Only 8 players on that plane. Well, obviously, we know we're going to get some reserves out of the NBA Finals, but not a good start for Team USA in their quest for gold.
It's going to be a very important next couple of weeks here for this group. If they lose Zach LaVine, how do they replace him? How ready to go are the NBA Finals guys, Booker, Holiday, and Middleton, going to be when they get to Tokyo? All of it up in the air. We bring the radio audience into the fold. Thanks to everybody that is listening to the early line on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204, the Mightier 1090, and all of our radio affiliates out there on a Tuesday morning. Sticking with the basketball world, the Milwaukee Bucks tonight, Donnie, looking to close out the Phoenix Suns on their home floor and win an NBA championship.
Would be amazing. Getting down in the series, Kevin, 2-0, and then storming back and winning 4 straight on amazing performances on the back of Giannis Antetokounmpo, who we didn't even think could play in game 1, maybe even game 2. A sensational series by him. I hope it doesn't, Kevin. I love game 7s. Would love it to be pushed to Thursday, but sometimes that's selfish reasons for us and our programming and maybe some of our bets as well. I do think Milwaukee probably can close this one out tonight, but boy, it would be sweet to end the summer here, in the middle of it at least, to have a game 7 with the NBA season.
We will be breaking that game down at length here in hour number 2. A couple of NFL headlines for us here on a Tuesday. We'll start with the Pittsburgh Steelers signing Melvin Ingram. Has registered a couple of double-digit sack seasons during his time with the Chargers. Now moving over to Pittsburgh there to give them some help on the edge.
Yeah, we might be unsure of the offensive line for the Pittsburgh Steelers, how Big Ben's going to come back healthy, a new rookie running back. But the one thing we're not going to be worried about is that front line for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ingram moves into Bud Dupree's role. You're going up with Watt on the opposite side, Alualu Hayward, and Tuitt on that front line. The Steelers, once again, their brand of football is defense. They'll play good defense this year. Nice plug-and-play move by the Steelers to add Ingram on the outside.
The Steelers off of an AFC North division title, the third choice on the FanDuel Sportsbook at plus 440. One more NFL headline for us here. Saquon Barkley saying not only is his status for training camp, but also week 1 up in the air. The quote was, "We'll see," when asked about his readiness. Saquon and the Giants have had a tough opening, I feel like, to this relationship, mainly just because of health when it comes to Saquon. We'll see if he's out there to start the season, Donnie.
He should be out there week 1, and this is such an interesting take from a professional athlete, because how many of them do you say, "Oh, I'm so ahead of schedule, I'm going to be there not only for game 1, but for training camp." Saquon, every time you ask him a question with his giant quads and calves, "We'll see, Kevin." You know what? We'll see you week 1.
Yeah, the Giants are plus money to make the playoffs. We'll talk about that during Take It or Leave It. We come on back and preview the
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on the early line. Time to break into this Major League Baseball board. Fun board yesterday. Looks like it'll be more of the same here on a Tuesday. We got to start at Yankee Stadium. The Yanks and the Phils. Herman versus Nola. A road favorite for the Philadelphia Phillies as they go to the Bronx. That number right now in the FanDuel Sportsbook, minus 126. A total of 9, Donnie.
Yeah, it should be an interesting one here in the Bronx because, as you know, the Philadelphia Phillies have to make some hay in the NL East, and the same thing in the AL East. The Yankees better get going in the second half if they want to show the front offices that they each want to make trades. This is going to be a big series in the Bronx. Let's take a look at the Philadelphia Phillies from their perspective here, at least on the mound with Aaron Nola. Now, the good part about the Major League Baseball season is you could sort of factor in, you know, hey, if a pitcher pitched well in April and May, Kevin, does it mean as much as well he's doing over the past maybe 30 to 45 days? Let's take a look at the 30-day splits here for Aaron Nola. How about if I told you his xFIP number, Kevin, is a 1.63 through 71 batters. The left-hand side, which keep in mind Nola is a right-handed pitcher, 232 weighted on base average with an ISO power number of 0.132, which is sensational. But how about from the right side here? That's where you can do damage against Aaron Nola, at least over the past 30 days. 31 batters that he's faced, Kevin, a 405 weighted on base average and an ISO power number of 250. So you're trying to get some of those right-handed bats to perform in the Yankees lineup. But for the Yankees lineup over the last 30 days, doesn't look all that great of going up against right-handed pitching. DJ LeMahieu, 353 weighted on base average. Roned Odor, 356. Allen, who's only had 5 at-bats versus righty, so obviously it's going to be a little bit high, 4.17. But the rest of that lineup, Kevin, certainly underperforming. But let's take a look at the Philadelphia Phillies as we get along here. Segura and Realmuto leading off, or expected to lead off. This is a pretty good 1-9. Herman's got a 4.76 xFIP number, but he also gets damaged by right-handed bats. But even if you don't take a look at that matchup and just look at the Philadelphia Phillies and what they've been doing over the last 30 days, waking up and getting healthy at the plate versus righties, Bryce Harper, 428 weighted on base average. Andrew McCutchen, 328. Hoskins, 361. Gregorius, 390. Miller, 440. Jankowski, 490. I think this lines up for a team performance here by the Philadelphia Phillies, not only with a team total, but possibly a victory as well on the money line. I like the Phillies tonight with Nola on the mound in the Bronx, Kevin.
I keep staring at this game, and I keep thinking about the over because I do think the Phillies will have a good opportunity to put runs up on the board. We've talked about this being a lineup that you will want to back very likely in the second half of the season. Is it fool's gold what the Yankees were able to do in that final game of the series against Boston? Maybe. Maybe even probably. Gleyber Torres, though, with 2 games to end that series with home runs there. Just perhaps some new faces. And as Donnie alluded to, Aaron Nola is no longer the ace of this Phillies team. That's obviously Zach Wheeler. The question is just how good is Aaron Nola? He's really struggled in 3 of his last 4 starts and has some ugly home road splits here on the season. I think I could see myself getting to the window on that over 9 runs for that game. Continuing to move throughout this board, you want to talk about a game that has a pretty high total, the Rockies and the Mariners. That game with a 10.5 spot there. Gonzalez, a terrible pitcher up against Herman Marquez. That's going to be another interesting one here. And I just wanted to bring up that 10.5, Donnie, because yesterday we saw 2 games with pregame totals at the double digit spot with the Reds and the Mets and the Blue Jays and the Red Sox both comfortably cashing. So could certainly be something to the high totals being high for a reason and still getting over those numbers.
No, you're exactly correct. And take a look here at Seattle, because that's the matchup that you want. You brought up Gonzalez, the lefty, being on the mound. Let's also take a look at some weather conditions out in Colorado. 88 degrees at first pitch, Kevin, with about a 10-mile-an-hour wind blowing out. So if that doesn't say devastation right off the bat, let's take a look at Marco Gonzalez on the season as a left-handed pitcher. xFIP number 5.58, extremely high. He's a lefty. He gets lefties out. That's what he does. 168 weighted on base average and an ISO power number, Kevin, of 0.122, which is very good. But let's take a look from the opposite side and from the right side. 447 weighted on base average, 377 ISO power number. You're taking a look at a lineup tonight that's going to have a lot of right-handed batters. Hampson, Rogers, Story, Crone, Diaz, and Owings. There should be some runs here, particularly from the side of the Colorado Rockies. But if you can maybe get a team total over the first 5 or maybe try to isolate the first 5, let's keep in mind, Seattle does have a pretty good bullpen. But over the first 5 innings, the Rockies should be able to score in this one. And just looking at it from their perspective, as opposed to lining up the Colorado Rockies pitcher versus that Seattle lineup. That's the matchup I want. Gonzalez versus the Rockies.
Yeah, the Rockies team total right now for the full game on the FanDuel Sportsbook, checking in at a 6 at -102. We don't have lines available for a ton of games right now on the FanDuel Sportsbook. There's a lot of big games still on the board here. We need a starter for the Dodgers tonight in game number two of that series against the Giants. Waiting for a little bit more information on the Blue Jays side, I believe, against the Red Sox, though I know Garrett Richards on the mound will be drawing the eye, Donnie, for people to be backing Toronto after a odd performance from them yesterday against the Red Sox, not just because they were only able to get the four runs, but because they started slow, four in the fourth, and that was all the scoring that they did.
No, you're right. And Garrett Richards is one of those guys we've been eyeballing up once the rules came into play, or should I say the crackdown in Major League Baseball, where you can't doctor up the baseball. Even before they actually started the checks, Garrett Richards started that slow roll saying, hey, you know what? Maybe I needed the sunscreen on my hand. Maybe I needed a little bit of pine tar on my hand, because he's absolutely been getting rocked. And if we take a look here at Garrett Richards over the last 30 days, Kevin, astronomical numbers, 6.23 xFIP. Strikeout rate, Kevin, 10%. Walk rate, right around 10%. And you know I love the lefty-righty splits here, because I'm a big guy when you take a look at weighted on base average. Like, what are you doing with your bats? Are you walking? Do you have any power? Take a look at these, Kevin. A 357 to lefties. That also includes a 281 ISO power number. But how about he is a right-handed pitcher versus right-handed bats? And there's a couple of big boppers in that lineup today for the Blue Jays, at least anticipated. 488 weighted on base average and a 295 ISO power number. It's not getting any better for Richards. And oh yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin.
Wow.
Pretty good hitter's ballpark up there in Buffalo as well.
Yeah, I would say so. And that's going to be, look, Gonzalez is terrible. Coors Field, I get it. But if I tonight see the Rockies and the Blue Jays have the same team total, I feel like I know what I'm going to want to do on the board. Speaking of team totals, Donnie, I know that you have been perusing this board early, and perhaps the Chicago White Sox might have your attention tonight against the Minnesota Twins.
Yes, this lines up extremely well. And we're taking a look in Chicago. Sometimes the weather can be a little bit kooky out there, but it looks like 73, 74 degrees at first pitch here. A slight wind blowing out, maybe 10 to 12 miles an hour to right field. But here's the equation that we like. Ober is going to be on the mound for the Minnesota Twins. A 5.4 xFIP over the last 30 days. And if we isolate that, Kevin, versus lefties, he's faced 42 of those over the last month. A 419 weighted on base average and an ISO power number of 306. Even to righties, Kevin, his weighted on base average is average to righties, a 3.10. But take a look at the ISO power number, a 3.21. So let's get this straight. The ISO number is the power number. That means these guys driving the balls into the gap and driving balls into the seats. 306 to lefties, 321 to righties. Now, here's the fun part about it. Take a look at the last 30 days for the Chicago White Sox going up against right-handed pitching. If we just go with weighted on base averages, Anderson 408, Moncada 366, Abreu 334, which Abreu at 334, which is above the Major League Baseball average, Kevin, he's the lowest on the team. Get the rest of this list. Goodwin 405, Garcia 371, Vaughn 394, Sheets 455, Berger 626, and Collins 425. Off the charts here. No reason to believe here, Kevin, the White Sox aren't taking down five runs or more in this game versus the Minnesota Twins.
It's going to be a good one to follow. Absolutely want to have eyes on that. Also, again, another game I think will be interesting to follow will be the Padres and the Braves, as it was supposed to be Darvish Muller yesterday. Paused due to weather. They come back with the same starters today. Always just interesting when you move those starters around. We take a break here on the early line, and we come on back with Take It or Leave It.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
back right here on Sports Grid. Time for Take It or Leave It. A lot of good options for us to get into today. We will start with the Yankees-Phillies series. Again, it is Dinger Tuesday, so it would be very appropriate to bring this up here. Bryce Harper to hit a home run versus the Yankees during this two-game series. I believe it is plus 220 for him to homer today. Donnie, take it or leave it for Bryce to put one out during one of these two games.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to take this one here. You know, the short porch out there in right field at Yankee Stadium. But you also take a look at Harper as you head into it. We don't really know who the pitcher is going to be tomorrow for the Yankees, but we can go on tonight. Domingo Germán is a right-handed pitcher. Take a look at the ISO power number over the last 30 days for Bryce Harper versus righties, Kevin. A 421. That is staggering. So as long as you don't throw a sloppy lefty out there that tends to get Bryce Harper in some trouble, if you give me a right-handed pitcher on the mound in Yankee Stadium, I think he's going to be able to do some damage. Well, I'm going to absolutely take it here. And keep in mind, it is only a two-game series, so I only have two games in Yankee Stadium. But hopefully there's a righty on the mound today with Germán and a righty tomorrow on the mound as well for the Yankees. That gives me some good looks here. Bryce Harper, ISO power numbers up last 30 days. Let's go, Bryce. Home run.
It's an absolute take it. It's an absolute take. And because it's a two-game set, you can bet it both games. I know you only needed to hit it once here. I know it'll surprise some. But lefties have a massive advantage at Yankee Stadium to hit home runs. We've seen this all season long. All season long. At least most of us have witnessed this here. Again, it's Dinger Tuesday. I fully anticipate that. Probably Bryce, Miller, Gregorius, one of the three, two of the three, they will be putting balls over the fence. And again, it'll leave some people absolutely shocked. Can't believe it wasn't Andrew McCutchen's day at the plate here. One more for us in Major League Baseball for take it or leave it. Yesterday, there were a bazillion runs scored. Perhaps this question say a team will put up 15 total runs, but I'm keeping it a little bit shorter here, Donnie. One game will get to 15 or more total runs scored on tonight's board.
I'm going to go take it on that. You're right, because when you read it here, a game will get 15-plus total runs scored. It maybe should have said a team will get to 15 runs tonight. Now, looking at a preview here, if you could do some damage, the Toronto Blue Jays going up against Garrett Richards in a small ballpark. Obviously, you guys know I really like the Chicago White Sox as well. But then you also take a look. There is a game in Colorado tonight. There's a lot of good options out here. It's crazy to think about where we were, Kevin, in April and May, where nobody could hit anything. The weather wasn't that nice, and the baseballs were doctored. Now turning into, not only do we think a game might get 15 runs, a legitimate shot, Kevin, a team might get 15 runs. I'll take it.
I'll just say this, and of course it's an absolute take it. How could it not be? This would be one of the coolest boosts imaginable. You basically give me a piece of every game on the board, and all of a sudden, when Donnie and I break into hour number three of in-play sports tonight, all right, look, there's two games here, some legitimate chances for us to sink our teeth into. Of course, by the way, if you did have to narrow it down to one game, really hard not to think about Blue Jays, Red Sox, and again, Toronto carrying the lion's share of that role, potentially. We keep things moving here. We've talked about it quite a bit. Saquon Barkley, the New York Giants, will he be playing in week number one? There's some optimism around this Giants football team coming into the season, making big moves. Kenny Golladay coming on into this team. Obviously, Joe Judge and the boys finishing out the season strong last year. They didn't make the playoffs, not because they were awful to start the year, because of the Eagles. But nevertheless, they are sitting right now at plus 230 to make the playoffs in the FanDuel Sportsbook. Donnie, take it or leave it on the G-men to play some postseason football.
I'm going to leave this, but it is a nice price at plus 230. It's not as if we're asking you minus 110 or plus 110 where the price isn't, you know, going to match up with what you're going to get on the field. But as I take a look at the NFC East, if I think the Dallas Cowboys with Dak Prescott coming back had the advantage, their offense is going to be very good, and it is a quarterback league. And if Dak Prescott is healthy, he is the best quarterback overall in the division. Then we think about the Washington football team that won the division last year in a terrible division and probably should have got beaten by the Eagles if they didn't tank the last game of the football season. They go into the playoffs. Now they have Ryan Fitzpatrick, who is, you know, a nice quarterback. He should be able to put up some regular season statistics, but you do lean on that nasty defense that Washington has. I think those are the two best teams in the division. That leaves the Eagles and the Giants for third place. So how can I think the Giants are going to make the playoffs when I don't think the NFC East is very good and the Giants could possibly finish third in that division? I'm going to be out on this one, so I'm going to leave that one on the table. Never have been a fan of Joe Judge overall as a head coach, but I do like the fact Kenny Galladay is a nice signing. You're going to get Saquon Barkley back. Will they be better than last year? Possibly, but they're not a playoff team, Kevin.
I cannot wait to be pro NFC East all season long. The victory laps, the NFC least, the NFC least, the NFC least. Apparently, last year, the NFC East invented sub-500 football teams getting into the postseason. Except, no, they didn't. Of course, that's not the case here. And what I think is going to end up becoming a big point of contention, and I'm glad Donnie didn't say this, but I think there will be a lot of people, if you ask them this question, well, do you like them to make the playoffs at plus 230? They go, listen, now, then you just bet at plus 440 to win the division. I want somebody to give me odds on over 1.5 NFC East teams to make the playoffs. I've decided to treat them all like family. I can bully the rest of the NFC East. None of you can. All pro NFC East, except for the Washington football team. I'm not dealing with this Ryan Fitzpatrick nonsense. Listen, again, the Cowboys are annoying. It doesn't matter. All pro NFC East, take it. I think the Giants have a legitimate chance here to make the postseason. I like a lot of their moves. They did finish the year off with momentum, and I do believe there is some value on them at plus 440 to win the division. The NFC East redemption tour is around the corner. Mark my words. We move it over to the NBA here. On the FanDuel Sportsbook, we've got a little bit of an odds boost, an interesting one for tonight's total. 230 total points to be scored in game number 6 of the NBA Finals. That price tonight, Donnie, plus 240, thanks to an odds boost. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, similar to like we were just talking about the Giants. It's not a plus 110 if you think they can get to 230. Can they get to 230? Yes, they just went over that number, 123-119 in Game 5 out in Phoenix. But take a look at the games before that. 109-103, 120-100, 118-108, 118-105. Doesn't bode well here. And I think we had Coach James Young talking to him. It's a closeout situation. The possessions just mean a little bit more tonight, where there is no tomorrow for the Phoenix Suns if they don't play well. And if you are the Milwaukee Bucks, maybe you cherish that basketball a little bit more in the fourth quarter if you have a couple-point lead. Maybe you're not looking for the runouts and the breakouts and the alley-oop dunks. I got to leave this one on the table. Am I rooting for points? Absolutely. I'm going to have a 3x2 tonight. I'm going to have three-point player prop parlays. I'm going to be all over the place. If they get over 230, yeah, that is really good for my bets. But just looking at it overall, they've only gotten there once, and in a closeout situation, maybe we do look at that 110-105 type game here, Kevin. I'm going to leave this one on the table, but you know what? I'm actually rooting it actually comes home.
I agree. Yeah, it'll be better for us as prop players if that is a winning bet, but it will be a leave it for me as well. Both games in Milwaukee played towards the under. I think it'll be a similar situation tonight here in game number 6. And even if this game goes over, the numbers have all been so tight. Even games 1 and 2 of the series, while being overs, neither were able to get to 230. Last game, massive scoring output. Still, for me, that is a leave it. There are two really interesting options as well on the FanDuel Sportsbook as we start to transition into our preview for game number 6. Giannis, top point scorer in game number 6. This is a number that has been minus money all series long, except for the opening game when there was, you know, uncertainty as to whether he would play or not. But thanks to Devin Booker being phenomenal and Middleton having some games here, maybe Giannis coming back to the pack and not scoring 40 every night, that number is even money for Giannis to be the top point scorer in game number 6. Donnie, take it or leave it.
I'm going to leave this one on the table, and it's crazy because I've been talking about Giannis. Hey, you're probably going to get close to 30 points, and he's one of the more sure things of going over 25 or more. I hear you on that. But even if the Phoenix Suns do lose this game, I expect a massive usage rate out of Devin Booker. I would be very surprised, Kevin, if Booker, in a win or a loss, doesn't cross that 30-plus point threshold here for Game 6. I know it's a road game. You usually look towards the home team, but I do see much more balanced overall scoring at a high end. Middleton usually plays well at home. Drew Holiday can fill it up, which means how many points really realistically are left on the table for Giannis in this game tonight? Do I think he can be the top scorer? Absolutely. That's why he's sitting at plus 100. But from a usage rate perspective, if the Phoenix Suns want to win, Kevin, it's not Chris Paul getting 38 points. It's going to be Devin Booker getting 38 points.
So I think Devin certainly can have himself a big game here, Donnie. It'd be crazy to not think that to be the case. 40 points in back-to-back games is phenomenal. In three straight games would be otherworldly. And also, James Young touched on this when he joined us here on the show. A little bit of a growing narrative that maybe this team needs to spread the basketball around, get everybody else involved a little bit more. But maybe more importantly than all that, I think Giannis has a gigantic game tonight. I do worry, even if it's in Milwaukee, about Middleton and Drew going out there and putting up another strong performance. And I just can't argue with that price. Even money. This was minus 150, I think, going into game five. And I know it was around that range going into game four. I like it at even money. I think Giannis will be the top point scorer tonight. One more here. Again, it's an interesting number, Donnie. The Bucks win margin. You can bet these in bands on the FanDuel Sportsbook between 1 and 10 points plus 160. Take it or leave it.
I'll take that one. If I think the Bucks are going to win tonight, they're probably going to keep it close. Maybe they win a close one to close out the championship, but you get up to 10 points. So I like this one. I'll take this, Kevin. It's pretty interesting.
Fascinating market. For example, the Suns on the other side, it is plus 260 for them to win it between 1 and 10 points. Really, really good stuff here. We transition now to a full Game 6 preview next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Early Line. Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside here. Time to break down game number 6 of the NBA Finals. The opportunity for the Bucks to close this thing out. They're 3-2 series lead. They go back home. They're 5-point favorites. The total, 221.5. There's odds boost. There's the MVP markets. There, of course, is the series price. And I just want to start there quickly. Donnie, if you were somebody that wanted to get involved on the Phoenix Suns, should you be betting the plus 172 money line, or are you better off taking a bigger swing on that plus 320 series price for them to come back, not only win game 6, but then close it out in game 7 as well?
Yeah, I would be taking the game 7 win series price here for the Phoenix Suns, because even if they, let's just say the Phoenix Suns go and win game 6, you could have cashed a plus 172, yes, but you have a much bigger fish in the pan here for game 7, and particularly looking, the Phoenix Suns will be favored in game 7 on their home court, so you can have a nice hedging opportunity if you do a pregame or even wait during the game itself here, Kevin. As we saw that graphic that was just popping up earlier with the FanDuel numbers, lines change all the time, and obviously FanDuel, yeah, no surprise as well. We're now up to minus 5, Kevin, and a money line of minus 205 sitting here for the Milwaukee Bucks. And also keep this in mind. We just did a segment here. We're talking about like take it or leave it, and the points prop total over 230.5, which plays plus 240. It's interesting when you look at that side by side, Kevin, with the actual numbers, because we think the game is probably going to tend more to an under since it's game 6 and, you know, possessions are coming a little bit harder to get in the fourth quarter to score. But when you look at it, over 221.5, and you pair that up with just need to get over 230, it's what? Basically 9 points to cash that ticket, and that's a big number, plus 240. So when you look at it that way, it seems much more appealing than just running the numbers on your head saying, ah, I don't think it's going to go over the total as is.
Yeah, like, if you do like an over, it's hard not to get there on that odds boost,
correct,
right? But this feels like an unders game. The interesting thing, though, of my thought right now going into this game is we talk about not just the total, but the side here, right, with Milwaukee laying 5 points, is I tend to think that this is I do think that Phoenix has a good chance in this game. I like taking 5 points. I think it's a close basketball game that will be played here. I think one of the forgotten things in this series is, while, yes, Milwaukee has won 3 games in a row, two of those losses, or two of those victories, are by a combined 10 points, the most recent two. These have been very close basketball games here, Donnie. So while I am not positive, I'm telling you no way Phoenix loses this game, I do think perhaps this number coming up to a 5 provides that value here tonight on the Phoenix Suns, who I think have a chance to win it and at the minimum keep it within the margins.
No, it does make a lot of sense in that perspective here, because the Phoenix Suns are a very good basketball team. It seems like a long time ago, Kevin, that this was a 2-0 series lead for the Phoenix Suns. And we're saying, you know, has been a long time since we said, hey, we're a Suns in 4 guy right now. And I did mock the chant that the Milwaukee Bucks fans before the game started in game 3, Bucks in 6. Bucks in 6. I'm like, hey, good luck with that one, people out there. But it looks like that one might come to fruition as well. Now, the question about the game, we're going to break it down with the intricacies, but I'm waiting for the FanDuel Sportsbook to put up the odds boost. Because, again, we had Coach James Young on. We love the 3x2s. I'm sure they'll have one a little bit later. But, Kevin, is this the night that maybe Taco Bell puts back into effect their odds boost where, and maybe we could take a big number down where the winner in the first half, the comeback by the losing team in the second half to cash that big money? It was so close in the last two games here, just missed by just a fraction of amount. Devin Booker spins into the lane and Jrue Holiday is not there and he lays it in. That's a big money number. If that one comes back, Kevin, on the FanDuel Sportsbook, will you be involved tonight? Because possibly our last NBA game.
So you have to respect the fact that it's the final game. I still don't know if I can get there on the Taco Bell.
I don't like the way
Bell
it's starting. Yeah, I don't like
boost.
The way it's starting.
Yeah. Redo it. First of all, here's the problem. Here's the problem, Donnie, okay? If I bet this, I also have to shell out $2.78 to cover myself.
Yes!
Tied at the half.
Insurance.
I don't like that, Donnie. I don't like that very much. That, like, I don't find that to be...
Yeah. You were just in Atlantic City playing blackjack. You know, when the 21 shows a face card. Insurance, anybody? Insurance. Come on, put it down. Put the
Donnie,
insurance
let
down.
Let me tell you something. I have never in my entire life seen anybody take the insurance at a blackjack table. I don't even know why they ask at this point. I mean, this guy has that ace going. He goes, hey, anybody here? Keep it rolling, brother. If you got blackjack, it is what it is. Like, we'll live. Go ahead. So I got to shell out a big old 278 price on a tie. And he, like, it's, man, it does feel like you keep getting these great opportunities, though, right? Road team ready to lead at the break in the last two games. Come on back. Come on home. And it just won't get there. That, look, Taco Bell does owe the people a winner, right? I mean, that's what you would like to see from Taco Bell. So through that perspective, You have a decent chance at selling me. That, by the way, you'll see that tonight on In Play Sports Tonight. There's always this kind of exchange of me trying to inaccurately tell Donnie not to back somebody in the 3-point prop market. Donnie selling me on a Taco Bell boot. Man, the other day I go, Donnie, don't you touch Jay Crowder. First two possessions, he had 6 points. It was like, oh boy, I was quickly wrong about that. I feel like every Brook Lopez game I've been wrong about. Oh, big Brook night. Nope. No on Brook tonight. 4 made threes. So it comes and goes. Certainly. We should talk a little bit about this props market here, who we want to back, of course, the big players in this game. For me, I think that Giannis top point scorer prop at plus 100 is a strong number here. What about the two other guys on the Milwaukee side? That's where we'll start, Donnie. Holiday, 19.5. Middleton, 25.5. We're going back to Milwaukee. What kind of confidence do we have in these guys?
I do. I have a lot of confidence in them. Love the way they played on the road in Game 5 and now in front of your home crowd here, which is the reason why I thought Giannis might be a little bit lower on his points number, because I do think Middleton and Jrue Holiday can both have really good games at the Fiserv Forum tonight. So I do think those are eligible. If you're asking me to take between the two, to be honest with you, I like Jrue Holiday's game. 20 points feels about right for him. But I do think we get a big Middleton game. I think we get a high usage rate out of Chris Middleton tonight. And as you know, Kevin, it only takes a little bit to get him going. And even if he doesn't get going, we've seen games 5, 6, 7 points at the break, and he explodes in the second half. If you're looking to take Chris Middleton props, I think we can both agree it's more or less you like to take him at home for the big money prices and the big scoring prices as opposed to being on the road. I think Middleton can get into that upper 20s tonight and sort of help Giannis along here as long as this game is tight down the stretch. If we get a blowout, then it's not going to matter, but I don't anticipate a blowout tonight. I think Middleton can have a big game here.
I just can't do it, Middleton. Look, by the way, he's for the most part been good in this series. He has been. But he's got he put up 40 in game four and 29 in game five. I can't see him being able to if he does it, by the way, Milwaukee probably wins this game. But that's part of the reason I believe that Phoenix is live here. I will say it's not as strong of a fade of Middleton, more so a stay away from me tonight on Middleton. Holiday is fascinating, Donnie, as he had a tremendous game number five. You could argue the best player in that game with 27 points and 13 assists. The game before that, he's 4 for 20. What do you think about Drew Holiday here tonight? I mean, would you be willing to fade him? We heard Coach talk about the assist prop for Holiday in this game here. What about the three-point prop? I mean, this guy has multiple games of no made threes. He's also had three made one game, five made in another game. What about Holiday here?
Yeah, hot and cold. I mean, it's the same thing that we really talk about with Middleton as well, Kevin, but you sort of expect to get the boost on your home court, which I think the Bucks will get. So I don't think shooting is going to be a problem. And let's also remember, if we're talking about shooting being a problem, they shot 50% from three-point range in Game 5 on the road versus the Suns. I think they can certainly get it going. We saw them shoot a very high clip from three-point range in the regular season. But looking from a points perspective here, I do think Drew Holiday can hit three-pointers. I do think he can get his points prop number. But I'm just a little bit more comfortable that I'm going to get more looks. And if you're asking me one simple question here, who's going to take more shots here, Kevin, in game six tonight? Middleton or Drew Holiday? I'm going to go with Middleton in this one. Just need him to get in that nice flow in the first quarter. I'll be building him into my three-point player props, no question about it. And probably Drew Holiday will make an appearance on there as well. But when I head into the game, if I say, who do I think is going to score more points? Who do I think is going to take more three-point shots? It's Middleton, Kevin, on both for me.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. What about this Phoenix big three here? DeAndre Ayton, no surprise, after a six-point game that cost me the last leg of a parlay. I knew he was bouncing back the next game there with 20 points and 10 boards. You've got Chris Paul, had a nice game there. A blessing to hit him to make three threes in a game where he only attempted three threes. And then, of course, Devin Booker trying to stay hot here. What do you think about that trio coming into game number six, Donnie?
Yeah, I like the trio. I do. And I think they're all going to play well. But I do think, again, when we like to talk those usage rate, terms between Middleton, I think you're going to get the same thing out of Devin Booker. Even taking a look at those player performance doubles, Kevin, those markets. Do we see an option? Like, if Devin Booker gets 25 points tonight, I don't think that the Phoenix Suns are going to win this game. 25 points is a great, right on his average for the series, maybe a little bit higher at this point. But when we look at the doubles, Devin Booker to score 30 or more points in a Phoenix win is plus 340 at this point. So it's almost equating to the Phoenix Suns winning the series. But if you think they're going to win on the road, I think Devin Booker's got to get 30 points in order for the Suns to win. I think that makes sense. Also, if you're taking a look at players that must play well, it's again, Jay Crowder. 10-plus points and a Phoenix win tonight in his player double-double, Kevin, that's plus 330. If Jay Crowder scores 8 points in this one, what does Devin Booker have to score? 50 for them to win? You need everybody scoring at least double digits, right, in the starting five for the Phoenix Suns in order to make that happen. So if you're looking from a Phoenix perspective, as opposed to just taking the plus 175 or, plus 172, what it's currently sitting at on the FanDuel Sportsbook, I would look into those because they correlate with each other. A really good player performance means your team is probably going to win. Why not take the extra money and put it in your pocket?
They're certainly correlated here. For me, as somebody that feels like this is an under game, I'm going to be cautious in my approach to certainly some traditional numbers that you would like to bet towards the over here. Because the one thing that I remember Donnie said when we were breaking down game five, and he was absolutely correct. You look at this box score here. How did Phoenix lose? 55% from the field, 70% basically from beyond the arc. All of their starters in double digits with the big three combining for 81 points. Well, the reason that they lost, they gave up 123. They need to go out there and defend. That is going to be where they are going to have to lock in and focus. Devin Booker's going to play amazing. I don't really start to doubt that. I think Ayton will do his thing. But I do believe Chris Paul needs to seize the moment here. Chris Paul has loved to wait until the second half. Ariel does a tremendous job in checking the first half to second half splits, and I'm sure she'll be talking about that today on the morning after. I don't think Chris Paul can wait anymore. I don't think that Chris Paul, listen, let's just let Devin handle the job here in the first half and then I'll wake up. No, he needs to go tonight here. And his first quarter point prop is 3.5 at plus 116 to the over. I want to see Donnie CP3 establish himself off the bat.
Well, here you go, Kev. You got one right here. CP3 to score 30 or more points and Phoenix to win 13-1 price, Kevin.
We're going to have some decisions to make on in-play sports tonight. I can promise you that. Ariel joins Donnie next year on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Segment of the day on the Early Line. As we wrap it up, it is time to hand it over to the Morning After crew. 3 hours, Ariel Epstein and Ben Stevens getting you set on a Tuesday. A lot of big doings in Major League Baseball, but we do have a Game 6 in the NBA. And Ariel, welcome in. I know you guys are going to get after it today.
I can't believe the NBA is still on. Every time we get through the lull of these 2 to 3 days without the NBA, because we have such long layoffs between games, I forget the NBA is still in season, Donnie.
No, it's tremendous stuff because you're right. Usually we have that lull before we wait for football camps to get underway, which they actually now are underway, which is incredible. But if we do see a Game 7, which would then carry us into Thursday, almost into August in NBA season, which is fantastic. It's been a fun series so far. We know the crowd is going to be electric tonight in Milwaukee. Any thoughts here pregame, Ariel, from your perspective on the Bucks and the Suns tonight?
You know, I love going to the props market. I'm looking at a trend that has been continuing to work since June 11th, and that's every time you see a Chris Paul 4.5 rebounds prop, you take the under. It's juiced. It's minus 160. If you want to parlay it to get some plus money, go ahead, do some kind of two-leg parlay. I love this under for Chris Paul. If you've been betting it every game since the Denver series, you've been extremely profitable, and it hasn't missed. Knock wood. Knock wood, Donnie.
No, certainly. Let's pick up some wins tonight. And also, this might be the last NBA game of the season. We've been cheering on so much, both myself and Kevin, the 3x2 props, cheering on 3-point shots, you know, the Taco Bell props that they have. They've been so much fun. I need a Game 7, Ariel, to continue to cheer those on. But I know you guys have a big show coming up. Talk about maybe some of the guests and what you're going to be talking about today on the Morning After.
I know you just heard from him. We're going to have Coach on, James Young. He's going to help us in the first hour of our show break down the game tonight. I'm really excited for all of our great guests. We do everything from basketball to baseball guests to golf. We're going to have it all covered on the Morning After coming up next.
Certainly, guys. Make sure you stay tuned. 3 hours they got you covered on the Morning After right here on the Sports Grid Network. Both Ariel Epstein and Ben Stevens do a fantastic job. But that'll do it for the Early Line today. I'm Donnie Wrightside for Kevin Walsh. We will be back tomorrow. Will we be breaking down a Game 7? Find out tomorrow right here on the Early Line.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.